International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 5. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Acts 16:6-7. And they passed through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, yet the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. The Holy Spirit forbade Paul and his co-workers, and the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifying Spirit. Sanctifying is always a matter of forbidding. If we hear the Holy Spirit say no to us from morning to evening, we are blessed because we are being sanctified. We need to hear the Holy Spirit's no again and again for our sanctification. The Spirit of Jesus either allows us or does not allow us. To allow is to let you go. We have to go to do the will of God just as the man Jesus did. Jesus was a man who was always under the cross. In order to work for the Lord, we must be sanctified, on the one hand, and we must be under the cross, on the other hand. The Holy Spirit says no to sanctify us, and the Spirit of Jesus says go to send us out to accomplish the will of God under the cross. Today's reading. When the church was spreading, Satan created three problems that limited the spread of the church. The first problem encountered in the spread of the church was the limitation and bondage of Judaism. The believers in Judea were Jews who still kept the traditions of Judaism. They looked at the church from a Jewish viewpoint. The Jews believed that their law, ordinances, and rituals were from God and pertained to piety. Therefore, they considered themselves as those best able to keep God's word. Satan used this thought to severely limit the church. Only Paul's seeing of the heavenly vision enabled the lifting of this limitation. During the past 2,000 years, whenever regulations have bound the church, the Holy Spirit has initiated a reaction to break through the ordinances. We must be careful not to deviate from the Bible, our work, service, establishing of churches, and governing of the church should all be done according to scriptural principles. Nevertheless, whenever we take the principles of the Bible as dead ordinances, we are in the principle of Judaism. The church depends on the Holy Spirit. Man can bind the church, but he cannot bind the Holy Spirit. If we limit the Holy Spirit, he will break out of the boundaries to spread. After the problem of the Jewish religion was resolved, Paul and Barnabas immediately went out to the Gentile lands to preach the gospel. The problem of outward religion had been solved, but now they encountered an inward, subjective problem. Barnabas and Paul could not be in one accord. Barnabas wanted to take Mark to visit the brothers, but Paul felt it was not suitable, and an argument arose between them. Their argument was the work of Satan. The spread of the church was greatly damaged because they could not be in one accord. Acts 16:6-12 indicates that even Paul had problems within. The Holy Spirit wanted him to go out to spread the church, but he did not understand the leading of the Holy Spirit. As he vacillated between going forward or going back, a vision came to him in the night telling him to go to Macedonia in Europe. Old relationships, old affections, and old inclinations keep us from going to another place. They make us unable to move. This is not an easy problem to solve. For the church to spread, the bondage of the Jewish religion, human opinions, and the self with its old concepts must be broken. Over the past 2,000 years, if the servants of the Lord had always allowed the Holy Spirit to go forward, the church would have matured long ago. May the Lord have mercy on us. The degree to which we are saved is the degree to which the church can spread and be built up. This is the end of today's morning revival.